Hello, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with you today. I hope you're doing well, especially as we've entered this time of complete global turmoil, and it's running right through all our lives. I just want to acknowledge that we're in the middle of this complete energetic reset. There is a complete energetic reset going on as this coronavirus is rapidly spreading throughout our planet and transforming our lives. And so much of it is not easy at this time. I find myself suddenly having all of this open, this free time in my life. I think it's the first time in 26 years, which is amazing to me, that I've been so busy for so long. All of my seminar work has been canceled until June, which has brought my activity right down for now, and I just look at it in awe, actually. My financial flow has come to an abrupt halt, and Elisa and I are just letting go and trusting that our financial situation will actually work out. I personally am letting go and opening up to thy will be done. Just knowing that this experience is going to take me exactly where I need to go, what I need to come to inside myself, bringing me to perfect moments of experiences that I need for my next step. And I want to extend my love and support out to everybody right now, because there's a tremendous amount going on as things are just stripped away from our normal day-to-day routines and we're really left with ourselves. And there's nothing more glorious than that, but there's also a challenge to be really brought to a standstill in so many ways in our lives with no obvious outside outlets. So it's really a time to trust and to let go and just to be willing to take moments to utilize what's happening energetically on the planet. And we'll be going into that in a moment. But this stopping is absolutely huge for me. And opening up very unique experiences of slowing down. And here I am up in Grand Marais in this glorious natural setting, but giving me day after day of this incredible space that I haven't even enjoyed for one day. So it brings me incredible gratitude, and I find commitment to my daily intention to open up fully to this very unique and valuable space and time that is here right now in front of me. And I've known since my profound awakening in Uluru in January that my life was about to change in profound ways. And of course, we have all sorts of ways of thinking that. The ego mind has all these stories of how it's going to look and how it's going to be. Instead, I find myself sitting, resting deeply, just opening up to another a realization of the aspect of life force that has always existed around me and within me. And, you know, I continue to unfold. And I do know over the coming months that I'm going to go through many levels of this, many veils, a re-entering of different multidimensional realms of existence, and opening, most importantly, into a further understanding of my humanity. And my humanity is important to me. Can't be understated. Because that's the liberation as we come into the understanding of our own humanness. But also, I also know I'm going to come into a deeper understanding of myself within the higher consciousness state. My ego mind wants to become productive and create, to feel valid, I guess. And I'm really supporting my human reactions of fear and wondering and wanting to come up with this story of how we're going to make do. I'm just holding my human self with love and patience and compassion. And just letting go and going back to those words, thy will be done. Because that's really a truth for me. That's how I live my life. I hand over where I need to be to the higher consciousness of myself. My higher self is running the show, and I can't possibly know with my ego mind what I need, what's coming up, how it's going to work out. So I'm really being asked simply to be right now, to simply let go and witness my unfolding within this higher spectrum of communion, within my human part. So it's really important for us to be conscious, to have conscious moments anyway. It doesn't mean we're going to do it perfectly. You know, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of fear being generated through the ego mind. You know, the struggle suddenly being taken out of our routines, the money possibly just not being there, just having nothing in front of you. That's for some of us, for many of us. And then others are working from home, but still you're confined. And there's no other outlets, you know, very few outlets. So it's about being setting an intention for yourself. It's vitally important right now to set these intentions in place, that you allow yourself, yes, you're going to have your human moments, which is absolutely fine because you're perfectly imperfect. So allow those. Allow moments of breaking down, moments of anger, moments of feeling just maybe fear. But at the same time, allowing yourself to have moments of being in your own heart, and reaching into your sacred component. This is your other aspect of yourself that is wide open right now because of the energetic shifts created by the Pleiadians. And I'll be talking more about that in a moment. But the intention you set in place for yourself is incredibly important. And it's about utilizing this time. This is a sacred time. A change in destiny, a destiny moment, which has always been pre-planned. It's part of the new dawning. And it's filled with an incredible potential for all of us on the path. And I know the third dimensional picture is dire right now. Our lives have been upended on so many levels, including the financial issues. A loss of finances brings up feelings of survival, fear, struggle within the human element. The feelings of not knowing build as most of us move out of our daily routines, can create confusion and disorientation to the ego mind. So while your ego mind is disarmed, you know, this is the powerful time. We are given a grace to utilize the powerful frequency of light that has been recently opened up on the planet. At the same time the pandemic came in, the Pleiadians created very strong openings alongside the galactic community. And on the 3rd of April, there was this Venus-Pleiadian alignment. And a few days later, a Jupiter Pluto conjunction, which has created the birthing of another gateway. Now this gateway allows us to begin another process of awakening, which is designed to allow you a leap into a higher dimensional consciousness of yourself. And you can allow and utilize this light to expand and open as you engage through your own heart space. So there are vast higher opportunities being made available to each one of us as we have been given this gateway, which is another access point to the higher realms, and we interact with that gateway through our hearts. No new news here. The heart is our multidimensional tool, and these openings are designed to move us beyond the current illusion here on Earth, realigning your consciousness to alternate realities of your higher nature. So this is the time of great change, where you can take advantage of these unique set of circumstances by setting in motion this greater potential within yourself. There are currently transmissions coming directly from the Pleiadians to prepare you to receive this reconnection within your heart. And we're going to be working with those through some of the transmission that I'm going to be doing today. And you can begin to fulfill another level of your prophecy of your self-realization. And this is being made possible at this destiny moment for humanity through this pandemic. We have opened into another turn in the road through this pandemic. It is a destiny moment that's going to forever shift the frequency of illusion that has been held in place on our earth plane for lifetimes. And it's like so much shattering is going on, the shattering of illusion. And each one of us hold a key to the doorway to our own hearts. This is the time to take moments of reconnection back within reunion within your multidimensional heart to enable this transmutation process to unfold. This is a powerful time for you to reunite into a series of higher consciousness reality settings. It's while your ego mind is distracted and reeling, so it's not totally in control right now. You know, all of this energetic happening is allowing us to work from another aspect of our sacred potential. Another part of our sacred nature. We have our humanity, we have our sacredness. As the ego mind is compromised, being out of control, we can make inroads into reconnection with our higher self, our sacred nature, on another level. We are each being called to set in motion a deeper reunion with our higher nature at this time. To begin to open and align consciously to your God light and rejoin others to form a higher order of communion within our communities here on earth and within the communities within our universe. This is your time to open up your heart and for us to come together in a conscious state of union with each other. And to form a series of communion lines between our hearts, a collective communion. This is what we need to do, our next step, to support humanity at this time. There's nothing greater to do at this time than that. It's so important to utilize your conscious breath in the moment you feel fear or struggle when you're engaging with your human path. Remember, the conscious breath is a breath in the mouth and out the mouth. And that conscious breath says, yes, I'm willing to let go. It moves you beyond the ego mind and aligns you to your heart. So you simply let go and set in motion you choosing to align within your heart with the conscious breath. This is going to allow a resurrection of you as you open into your heart, a reunion to the sacred that you are. It's about utilizing this opportunity by creating a conscious sacred moment to reconnect with yourself. And it's moments, remember. Within one moment, you can align to yourself, to your heart, to this other level of your higher self. Not allowing yourself to engage within the drama by the stories perpetuated by your ego mind, but understanding that if you take moments to align to your heart, that's accumulative. And of course, you know that you don't have to do this perfectly. It's just having moments of reconnection to your heart. You will have moments of struggle and fear arise within you. Then you gently bring yourself back with a conscious breath in and out the mouth and align by touching your heart and letting go. Step by step, moment by moment, that's what this is about. You are not alone. It's so important to get that, to open up and call forward the help you need now from the energetic realms. And open up to what you need and be specific, be in detail in what you ask for. Because unless you're specific, unless you know what you want, how can you get what you need? So it's about letting go and letting go and letting go, actively using the conscious breath in moments for reconnection to your heart and to be self-empowered through that process. All of humanity is going through this huge shift on a global scale. And we as communities will never be the same after this is over. Many of the illusions are being actively shattered day by day throughout the planet. And you get to create a new way of being as you take conscious steps, make conscious change within you through reconnection to the sacred that you are through your heart, moment by moment, step by step. And together, you know, we can make the difference at this very powerful junction. We are together, we are interconnected through the God consciousness state. And this is something we cannot afford to forget at this time, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how we find ourselves engulfed by the drama. Take moments consciously choosing to separate from that drama and come into your heart. So I send all my love and blessings out to each one of you, and I send my energetic platform to support you in the realignment and reunion of your sacred heart. So come and join me in your heart. So let's take a conscious breath now, in and out the mouth, right in this moment. And allow just a letting go while you hold your heart. Opening to truth, the existence of your sacred component that exists just beyond the veil. And allow yourself to open up now into that space. Let's use one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om eshe o. Eshe'o. That's it. Breathing and letting go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe'o meshe'o. That's it. Take one more conscious breath and just letting go. That's it. Feel the warmth or the pressure of your hand on your heart. And just claiming right in this moment of time. Ashata ine'a. And I'm just going to open up a sound to allow that sound right into your heart. That's it. Taking a breath and letting go. And I just want to announce what's new, and the one thing that's new is I am opening up to do individual one-hour Skype sessions that are designed to answer any of your questions. I'll be channeling through the Pleiadians, supporting you in your life now. I'm also doing an energetic session with you during that Skype session, releasing any veils, any sort of seals that are in your body, opening up your alignment to your channel, and bringing the openings that you need for your next step now. So if you feel interested in a Skype session with me, a one-hour session, you can sign up on my website in the store, ChristineDayOnline.com. And let's look at what's coming up. We still have Paris booked for June 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is going to be a three-day seminar, really amazing program, working with the higher elements of the Merkaba body. It's the higher accelerated energy of the Merkaba body that is now accessible because of the dimensional shifts on the planet. The Pleiadians will be setting up a powerful energetic grids for you to be able to realign to your Merkaba body and align it within your physical body. It's aligned through the sacrum, through the spinal fluid, through the pineal, through the heart, and in five energetic sites in your energetic field. And you'll get sacred sounds and channel patternings that will shift your entire energetic makeup and allow the full realignment to the higher realms through a higher form of your Merkaba body. And I really look forward to working with all of you that are ready for the next step. The summer programs in Grand Marais start late June, early August. At the moment, they are still on our schedule. We'll see how it goes with the pandemic. But we've got small groups and six dates that you can choose from. They are also up in the store. So let's take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it, breathing and letting go, using that conscious breath in and out of the mouth. And I'm going to be bringing in now a message from the Pleiadians. So I want you to open up as you hold your heart. Beloved ones, we greet you. There is much unfolding on your earth plane. There is much more to be opened up to and be revealed and unearthed on your planet over this coming month. Do not be afraid or disturbed by what you witness. This is a powerful destiny time on your earth that is necessary to set in motion and shift the energetic consciousness of your planet. You take your next step on earth, and some of you will take your next step by leaving this earth plane. There is no such thing as death. All is in divine order. This may not seem truth within the illusion. However, within your own heart, you can find peace and the rightness of this time for all of humanity. Play your role in this process by holding steady, by creating moments of stillness within your own heart. Develop a solid realignment within your heart and stay committed to your own path. Utilize the new form that your life has taken right now. These changes create an opening of a window, and there is a huge potency available for you to realign and channel through your heart. We, the Pleiadians, alongside the rest of the universal community and the spiritual realms, hold the doorways wide open and stable for you to step through, for you to reunite within truth. Yes, this is part of the galactic activity supporting the energetic changes on the earth plane at this time. Through the pandemic, many illusions are being shattered throughout all societies. At the same time, in the same moment, a pure form of light is redesigning the vortexes and grids expansions throughout Earth. This is a profound time of change. This is your journey. Be committed to the birthing moments within your sacred heart and allow a communion to grow between you and others within your communities. Be focused on building the light and holding this light of communion between your collective hearts to shine brightly across your earth. We witness you. Blessings, the Pleiadians. So let's just take a conscious breath and let go. Breathing and letting go through the space to open to the essence of that message. And we're going to begin the transmission process. This is a transmission that's coming directly from the Pleiadians through me to you. In this transmission process, there's going to be a strong pathway being held open for you to relink within your heart. And then we're going to unite in a collective communion with the Pleiadians, remembering we are all part of the God consciousness element within the universe. The Pleiadians are dedicated to your self-empowerment, for all of you to reunite within the sacred collective component that is part of our sacred makeup. This reconnection is going to support each one of us individually to align deeper to the sacred aspect of our higher selves, of our makeup, and utilize, so we can utilize this on another level actively in our day-to-day lives. This is an important time to let go and just allow yourself to receive here. So let's join in this collective communion right now by bringing both palms of your hands to rest on your chest. Remember, your whole chest area is your heart. So feeling the warmth of the pressure of the palms of your hands resting on your chest. Bring your awareness to where you feel the hands physically connecting to your chest. Whether you feel the warmth or the pressure of your hand, it doesn't matter. Just take a conscious breath in and out your mouth, right into where your hands are connecting to your chest. And take that conscious breath and let go and let your awareness come in deeper where you're holding your heart space. Remember, the conscious breath says, yes, I'm willing to let go. Yes, I'm willing to align to my light. You're aligning to the essence of your multidimensional heart. Just allow your awareness to expand further. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Right into the essence of your heart. Whether you see, sense, or feel that energy, it does not matter. Just consciously open and align. And take another conscious breath and place it like a soft wind right into the opening of your heart. You are actively reconnecting to your multidimensional heart space. That's it. Open your awareness. I'm going to bring a sound. Just let the essence of the sound flow into the cells of your heart, allowing your body to move, allowing your awareness to just free flow through the opening. Your awareness expand deep within the space that you find yourself. Just take one more conscious breath and let go. Shata idea. That's it. That's it. I'm transmitting a frequency that's going to support the reconnection to your sacred component, your own unique God consciousness element. Just let go and allow yourself to focus on receiving and allowing this reconnection, which belongs to you, which is an aspect of you. Allowing these sounds just to flow through and let go. Shata ine'a. Just letting your awareness open further within the heart space. It may feel like your heart space is as large as this room. Just take a conscious breath and let go. And as you let go, you align deeper within this vast space. Whether you see, sense, or feel it, allowing your body to move, opening your awareness just a little more if you can. I'm going to bring in another sound just for realignment. And all you need to do is receive it and let go with the conscious breath. Your awareness where you find yourself. Let your awareness open just a little more if you can. And take one more conscious breath and let go right where you find yourself. Ashatai. Ashe om deinea. Ashe om. Ashe om. That's it, opening your awareness, allowing reconnection, allowing your awareness to expand a little more. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. That's it, now gently, slowly, going to start releasing your hands from your heart. Just bringing your awareness to your palms as you move them outwards. And as you move them outwards, feel how a doorway is beginning to open through the space. That's it. The Pleiadians are holding this doorway open for you. That's it. That's it. Let your awareness open up into the space, this light, this essence of light, with the opening of the doorway. That's it. Let your awareness open to that essence of light that you see, sense, or feel. That's it. Take a conscious breath and just let go, just aligning deeper within your experience, whatever it is. Let your awareness free flow through the space of the light, through the doorway. And take one more conscious breath and just let go. Eshata inea. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. That's it. Now let my sounds take you deeper within the space. Just keep letting go, allowing yourself to align deep within the sacred communion, that component of light that is presenting itself here. Okay. it. Now take one more conscious breath and let your awareness open. That's it. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little more. Now bring in these words within the space. Ashatai. And as you bring in those words, you're claiming your space of light within your heart, within the doorway. Bring it in once more. Ashatai. As it reach your awareness deeper to align to the reconnection, the reunion within this communion here. I bring it in once more. Ashatai. That's it. That's it. Now move your palms further outwards. Opening your awareness, but feel how a pathway begins to open up within the space. That's it, as you just move your hands just a little, your palms outwards. Feel yourself expanding within the pathway that's opening. Remember, you may see, sense, or feel this opening. Just take a breath and let go, expanding into the opening, however it's presenting. That's it. Keep allowing your awareness to freeze flow within this communion of light, this reconnection. Now, on your path, just bring in the words again. Ashatai. And then use the conscious breath in and out your mouth to align deeper within your path. Claim this pathway. Let your awareness free flow outwards. That's it. And you claim it again with the words, Ashatai. That's it. Letting go. Let your awareness open a little more if you can. And letting go, and then anchor the words again. Ashatai. That's it, just being in your experience. I'm going to open the sounds a little more for you so you align even more completely to your multidimensional pathway. Now take one more conscious breath and just let go. That's it. Allow the alignment through your path. Claim your path just on another level, bringing the words in again. Ashatai. Your awareness open a little more, just aligning to the essence of the light on your path. Witness the vastness of your path. It is opening up in front of you. The path of your own sacred light. halfway along. Now gently we're going to link this pathway into the cells of your physical heart. But it means moving your hands just very slowly. Bring your awareness to both palms of your hands as you gently bring them slowly back to rest into your heart cells. And as you do that, the path and the light and the communion of the light is going to start anchoring right into the heart cells. Feeling the essence of the sacred communion. And your path flowing into your heart till your hands are resting fully on your chest and your awareness is where your hands are connecting to your heart cells. And the essence of that light is flowing through the heart cells. Feel it anchoring right through the heart cells now. Ashata ine'a. Eshe Om, Eshe O, Eshe O. That's great work. Staying with me now. Take another conscious breath and breathing right into your heart cells. And bringing the words just once, Ashata I, right into the cells of your heart, which forges your pathway on another level. Forges this communion light through you. Ashata ine ashe om eshe om eshe o. That's it. That's it. Just keep feeling the anchoring of this communion and path within your heart cells. You claiming you within your heart. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Which allows a deeper realignment within the space of the light within your heart. It's great work. You can build this pathway by listening to this again and again. It's a multi-dimensional frequency, so there are unlimited levels that you can anchor through you from this transmission. And the Palladians and the angelic realms, the Christ energy, Mother Mary, the light beings, the masters, the galactic community, the whole universal community are supporting you as being a member of the God consciousness state within our resident universe. Take another conscious breath and let go. That's it. I wish to honor each one of you and all that you are in this moment. So be it. And I look forward to being with you again.